As 2014 comes to a close, we want to thank a very important part of the program, you, for listening to this show every America Weekend. It starts right now.
America Weekend.
Welcome to America Weekend. I'm Ed Kalenge. As always, very happy that you can be here for this hour of the show. Stay with us. We're going to have a review of some of the biggest news stories of 2014. We'll see how many you remember. And then another installment of the Entertainment Report with Christina Staffo. And then we'll talk about the most streamed music artists of 2014, followed by things you should probably let someone else do. That tooth bothering you? A lot. Thinking about pulling it out? No. General dentistry is not a hobby. Call a qualified professional. We start things off this hour with, that's right, 2014 quickly coming to a close, and 2015 is right around the corner. Before we go on, it is very important for me to thank you, the listener. I joined the show in late July, and it has been an absolute joy to host this show every week, and I'm very happy that you are here every week as we deal with some of the more interesting things in life, some of the things that affect you. So we hope you're going to be with us for all of 2015. And I also want to take a minute to thank the contributors, the folks that have added so much to the show: Ted David, Christina Staffo, Mark Leonard, Adam Walsky, Susie Cerrone, Lisa Ritchie. They are all a very important part of what we do here, and we hope that we make a difference in your weekend each and every week. Well, New Year's Eve, what do you do? Is it a big deal for you? I remember as a kid, you know, the big deal was staying up late. And do you remember, now, if you're around my age, you grew up in a time when times were changing, where your parents were still watching Guy Lombardo. Do you remember that from the Waldorf Astoria? And it would be a bunch of 50 and 60-year-old couples wearing some very funny-looking hats dancing to ballroom music. And that was supposed to be the bee's knees, the end-all of celebrating New Year's Eve. And then when 12 o'clock came, you were allowed to take pots and pans, and you'd go outside and bang those pots and pans. Why pots and pans, I have no idea, but the idea was to make noise and have a celebration. But then, as you got a little older, and as the 70s rolled on, the tradition became Dick Clark on New Year's Eve. And at first, your parents didn't know what to make of it. But then, instead of watching CBS and Guy Lombardo, you started watching ABC and Dick Clark, and thus that new tradition was born. You'd still bang the pots and the pans. Do you know some people, and I've spoken to several people that feel this way, that it's not a big deal. They go to bed 9, 10 o'clock, and they wake up the next morning, and it's the next day, 2015. I know nothing earth-shattering is going to happen, but if you don't at least stay up, don't you feel as if you missed something? Don't you feel as if you have some sort of responsibility to stand there and watch that ball drop and go from 10 down to 1 and actually see the new year come in and maybe kiss that important person in your life or whatever? I could never understand how someone could just go to bed. Oh, I just go to sleep. Really? Why? It's a big party. The one thing that I thought would be really cool to do as a kid, but now I realize would be ridiculous, is to go to Times Square and stand there and wait for the ball to drop. I remember a friend told me once that he did that. And so you stand there for hours and hours and hours, and then once the ball drops and you scream and yell for about 15 minutes, all of a sudden, 1 million people run to the train station. And that cannot be fun. And now, as time has gone on and they have these enhanced security procedures, do you know that when they call them the corrals, actually, they're just blocks that are, you know, cordoned off. You go through a checkpoint and you go into these corrals. You are not allowed out. So let's say you go through security and you go in there at, what, 2:15 in the afternoon. You're still a long way away. That's 9 hours and 45 minutes until the ball drops at midnight. So what do you do? What happens if nature calls? You gotta let it go to voicemail. And how uncomfortable is that? By the way, Happy New Year. Stay with us. Coming up, the biggest news stories of 2014. This is America Weekend, and I'm Ed Kalenge.
America Weekend.
Where Are They Now? With Ahmad Rashad.
This Pro Bowler set an NFL rookie record with 90 catches in 1996. He mostly split his career between New England and Dallas, two places where he hooked up often with quarterback Drew Bledsoe.
He's got Glenn open, 50, 45, 40, there he goes!
So where is Terry Glenn now? Terry was hired as a coaching intern for the Dolphins in 2009, but has yet to move into coaching full-time. Terry's off-field troubles have continued. He's been arrested at least four times, including charges of domestic assault, drug possession, and DWI.
There are things that you try to get over. You know, it happened. Okay, let's stymie it and let's move on.
Here's hoping good things lie ahead for Terry Glenn. I'm Ahmad Rashad.
Tired of high cable bills? Disable the cable with MyTV. Get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. With packages as low as $19.99 for four rooms, you can't go wrong. 888-759-MYTV.
Think green. Harrison with you. This is the actual sound planets make as charged electromagnetic particles from solar winds bounce back to Earth, affecting our weather and communications. Several times a year, our satellites and radio come and go from sunspots. From 2.8 million miles away, we've relied on the Mars Climate Orbiter to give our scientists a greater understanding of how natural forces work on our own planet. The Romans named Mars for their god of war, and human sacrifice was thought the only way to make Mars happy. Now we think Mars was once pummeled by floods and living water. Early astronomers thought intelligent life had dug irrigation canals to channel water to Martian cities. But now we're sure life did exist as we explore Earth through understanding its neighbors. From the Greeniverse.
Think Green with Harrison at thinkgreenradio.com.